Bloomington aldermen have finally voted to install new wayfinding signs in downtown, a project that has been talked about for more than 4 years. It's that kind of slow-motion decision-making that Mayor Terry Renner called out again last night during his State of the City address. Renner is in studio with GLT's Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after the regular council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you very much, Ryan. I'm always great to be here.
Well, Mayor Renner, you delivered the State of the City address at last night's meeting. Much of it focused on big capital projects, why now is finally time to pull the trigger on some of this stuff. I think your exact words were, timidity never produces effective results. So what should be first? O'Neill Pool, a new library, downtown transfer center? Where would you want to start?
Well, I think we need to pursue all of those, and I don't mean that they would all be built at the same time, but that we would begin to commit funds at the same time. And that is, if we say, all right, the library, we're going to begin, let's say, phase two of planning it, and then phase three of additional plans, and maybe we begin construction in 3 years. That's different from O'Neill Pool, which needs construction immediately. And we've also talked about the Hamilton Road extension, which has lots of benefits that we certainly can talk about. But that is something that is going to take a while because we still have to continue to deal with Norfolk Southern because we want an at-grade crossing. And there are certainly some deals that we can work out with them, perhaps even closing off some of the downtown Bloomington, or excuse me, west side of Bloomington, one downtown Bloomington crossing. So maybe we can cut a deal with them in moving forward, but that's going to take a longer period of time. I think we need to make a commitment, a budgetary commitment, a policy commitment on all of these projects as soon as possible, because we can do them. And we're not going to do them literally all at once, but we can make the commitment up front. As I said, I think this is the time for bold action.
Well, how do you pay for bold action? What form could this take between taking on a little bit more debt, raising fees or taxes? How do you put the money together to pay for
usually
some of these
it's a
things?
Combination of those, and or it could be, you know, if we've got an anchor project in downtown, let's say it's a private development, public-private partnership, the investment of the private developer pays for itself. So there are a variety of different ways that you pay for these things. Certainly, we've got some bonds that are about to retire. And that what that means is that we will not have to make those, in effect, mortgage payments anymore. We certainly can afford, let's say, if you do a $300,000 a year bond over 20 to 30 years, that is serious money, and that is a serious impact. O'Neill Pool would be a smaller, much smaller slice, you know, than that. That would be maybe a 10-year, in effect, mortgage in order to make that happen. And I think it's really critical for our West Side and our overall community, because if we don't have activities for our at-risk youth or for many youth throughout the community, East and West Side, but especially the West Side, then we are going to have other kinds of problems down the line.
So last night during the State of the City, are you speaking to current aldermen on this in terms of this come on, let's go message, or are you speaking to the next council? We got an election coming up April 2nd.
All of the above, and to all citizens, because it's really critical for citizens to be involved. If they believe that we need to push the vision we have in our comprehensive plan, and that we need to act, and that we need to be a vibrant, dynamic community, then contact your alderman, because the people, the very small group of people who don't want anything to happen, who seem sometimes to be against everything since the invention of the wheel, are definitely going to be grousing and talking to their alderman. So we need the people who have a positive vision, share that vision, the 8,000 people who were involved in our comprehensive plan, for example, to talk to their alderman and say, yes, we are ready. We do need to have an improved library. We do need to have a revitalized older neighborhoods, a revitalized downtown. We do need to make investments in O'Neill Pool and in our transportation system. We need to work with Connect Transit for a downtown transfer center. We need to do these things. And that, I think, so it's really all of the above to the citizens of Bloomington, as well as the council, as well as the new council, because we know at least one third of the council is going to be new in about 3 months.
And you talked about the possibility of a private developer getting involved with some of this, and maybe they do a downtown project, let's say, and it's private money in that instance. But for some of these public projects, O'Neill Pool being one of them, how much borrowing do you think you as mayor and your council are willing to stomach to get some of this stuff done? How much money would you have to borrow?
Well, it depends on how big in the scope of the project would be. If all we're going to do is fix O'Neill Pool, that's a comparatively small amount of money, a few million dollars, and that's a fairly small bond. We might even be, you know, I don't think we should tap into our reserves. We've built our reserves every year. In fact, we give money back to the budget, from the budget to the reserves to build up our savings. So I don't think we want to tap into that. But that would be comparatively small. If we turn it into an aquatic center that we have to view as an investment in economic development, that would might be more along the lines of a $10, $12 million project. That doesn't mean that we pay for that out of this week's paycheck. That is something that we could float over perhaps 20 years, 15, 20 years. So that's maybe more along the lines of $600,000, depending on the interest rate, as a payment. So that we may need to prioritize and we go forward with. But also fixing our streets and infrastructure, right? I mean, I don't want to say no day goes by, but it seems like no day goes by where somebody doesn't say, can you do something to help fix these streets? I know we've neglected them for a long time, but come on. And we are making progress, but the progress is slow because streets don't pave themselves. They cost money. And so what I think we would do, and I strongly support, frankly, is a 4-penny a gallon gas tax locally. The thing about a 4-penny a gallon gas tax is no future council can take that money and put it into anything except streets and infrastructure related to streets. The other thing is 30 cents out of the dollar are paid by people who do not live in Bloomington but use our streets. Hmm. So there are a variety of means. I'm sorry. There are a variety of ways that we would move forward. Some would maybe a 30-year bond like a library, maybe even a 40-year bond with a library, maybe a 30, 40-year bond with sewers, maybe a 10, 15-year bond with the with O'Neill Pool, and then private sector or maybe a 4-penny a gallon gas tax.
Well, Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for your time again today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular council meeting. Next week, we'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Coos. That'll be Wednesday because of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.